We're joined by Jerry Ashton. As mentioned, he is the co-founder and director for RIP Medical Debt. It first gained public attention a few years ago when John Oliver on HBO made television history by announcing forgiveness of $15 million in medical debt by RIP. The event blossomed into an outpouring of support for the charity, and in the May 2018 issue of Town and Country magazine, RIP Medical Debt was listed as number 38 among the top philanthropists in the United States. And good morning to you, Jerry.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on your program.
Well, this is a significant problem, and as noted, probably the biggest cause of bankruptcy in the United States. Medical attention is quite expensive and can break the backs of people.
Yes. You know, everybody's talking about a border, shall we say, emergency or crisis. The crisis isn't the border. The crisis is everything within the border of the United States. It's based on the fact that we have a $3 trillion industry that grinds away and doing really good things of bringing us health, bringing us back to life, protecting us. And then there's the byproduct. The byproduct are all the people that are ground up by the system that can't afford the medical care that they're getting.
Well, on Veterans Day, RIP announced the forgiveness of $50 million in unpaid and unpayable medical debt as part of a major donation by one single donor couple. And the medical debt for veterans alone, as noted, will impact close to 30,000 individuals and families. It is particularly an issue with people who were wounded in combat.
Well, the veterans, this is where I get a little angry. Being a veteran myself, everyone that I know has a sense that or feeling that, or maybe a hope that, we take care of our veterans when they come back and they leave our service. Well, the fact is not supported by the truth. The truth is it's very difficult to get medical services from the VA if you don't have certain qualifications that allow you to do that. And in many cases, the biggest problem, even if you're covered by the VA, is what they call emergent services. That's where you end up in an emergency ward at a hospital, or you're taken in an ambulance to a hospital. If it's not strictly within the protocols of the VA, that bill is disallowed and will not be paid. And I was in D.C. about a year and a half ago to learn that there's something like $6 billion worth of emergent care that has not been paid by the VA, and that naturally devolves onto the backs of our military and veterans.
Mm-hmm. Today, Bernie Sanders became the sixth U.S. senator to announce his candidacy for president, and like many other Democrats who are running, Tracy notes that he is calling for a so-called Medicare for all. Would this be a panacea to the medical debt in America?
Well, one of the things that the three of us who started the charity, RIP Medical Debt, two of us are bill collectors. One of us is a hospital and physician's mentor and experienced in the industry for many years. When we put this together, we realized we were simply sweeping up after the parade. In other words, everything that's caused at the front of the parade leads to the problems that we have to deal with. If you take a look at Bernie Sanders' plan, if you take a look at the number of plans, they all deserve attention, and none of them deserve to be written off without any thought. We wrote a book called End Medical Debt. End Medical Debt. We want to end medical debt. We want to stop it from even existing. We want our charity to go out of business. Now, if Bernie can see that done, he'll certainly get a lot of people's votes.
Well, how can we end medical debt?
Well, I think what you have to do is follow the money. You must realize that our present system is set up on a financial basis that rewards quite a few of the players, whether they be big hospitals, big pharma, the insurance companies. Every one of these people make money because of the system the way that it is. And anytime you begin to threaten their domain by bringing up real-world, real-life solutions, which will take away some of their profits, you're going to have a lot of problems.
Well, some corporations have participated and have contributed to RIP medical debt. Is it going to take some activity from corporate America to make this happen?
We're happy that corporate America is stepping up. There is such a thing as social responsibility above and beyond making profits. There is something called caring for your neighbor, which it doesn't show up on a balance sheet, but it's absolutely necessary. When you think of these alarming facts about medical debt in the U.S., you're right, it's the number one reason for bankruptcy. 60% of all bankruptcies are related to medical debt. 1 out of 5 Americans with health insurance have trouble paying medical debt. And by the way, those who declared bankruptcy, at least 60% of those people actually had insurance, but then was not considered, and this is where that breaks our backs, are deductibles, the co-pays. Mm-hmm. When you think that 1 out of 10 Americans will delay medical care because they're afraid that they won't be able to pay for it, when 60% of all Americans that are involved in medical debt will use up their entire savings, their life savings, to pay those bills. We have the highest per-person medical expenditure in the world, and we're not getting our money's worth. So, yeah, in medical debt, that's where we're at. That's why we wrote the book, The Charity. We are blessed in the fact that businesses have set up, businesses have stepped up. We had a wonderful anonymous couple that did the same thing by helping us abolish $250 million worth of medical debt in Thanksgiving and Christmas of last year. The average donation to RIP medical debt is $300. So you can imagine that every dollar, since we get 100 times impact, as you know, bill collectors can go to the debt market and buy debt for a penny on the dollar. We do the same. The difference is that when we take ownership of that debt, we slit its throat. It's gone.
It's ripmedicaldebt.org if you'd like more information online about the organization founded by Jerry Ashton, Robert Goff, and Craig Antico. They are debt industry insiders who know this system well. And another listener notes that we have debt of all kinds in America, including student loan debt, which is also over $1 trillion, according to some estimates. Are we as a people accustomed to being in debt? Is this just part of the fabric of life in America?
That's an interesting question. I'm not so sure that we're accustomed to being in debt as much as we're led into it. And take a look at the debt that is really injurious. There is good debt. Buying a house, that's a good debt. Buying a car so you can get to work, that's a good debt. But when you take a look at payday lenders, when you take a look at predatory institutions that take advantage of everybody, going back to veterans, it boggled my mind when I discovered with some of my friends at the CFPB, Consumers Finance Protection Bureau, that over 50% of all complaint calls that come in about bill collectors come in from the military and from veterans. What does that tell you?
Well, veterans are a neglected group, there is no doubt, and they should be treasured. And you're saying that this particular debt load is disproportionately carried by people who have served in our armed forces.
Well, it is. It's a not visible enough sore point. Let's go back to you and me. You and I are one accident, we're one illness away from being financially destroyed. Now, if you take a look at the complaints about going, and I'll use the word in quotes, socialist, and actually paying enough taxes so that everybody's covered with medical care, and also by way of that horrible thing called taxes, that we're able to give free education to.
We've got a roll, but thank you, Jerry.